Welcome back. I'm Kelly Riggs. This is the Business Locker Room Show, the show with compelling conversations and useful content that you can take back and begin using immediately to improve the performance inside of your business. And joining me on the line is Jeff Shore. You can find him at jeffshore.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Jeff Shore. And we're talking about his fantastic book, Be Bold and Win the Sale. Jeff, in the book, you say something really amazing, and I wrote this one down specifically. You say, quote, "I made money in a time of prosperity. I learned how to sell in a time of adversity." Love that quote. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's actually it's a very loose paraphrase of Solomon's writings in Ecclesiastes. It says it's better to mourn than to dance. The idea here is that there are lessons to be learned in times of prosperity or in times of adversity that we cannot learn in times of prosperity. If we find that adversity, it makes all the difference in the world. The problem is, once again, this is what we were talking about before the break. Our brain naturally says to avoid anything that even looks like adversity. Dr. Mark Schoen at UCLA wrote a great book called Your Survival Instinct is Killing You. And it speaks to this idea that we listen to this very primitive part of our brain that wants us to run away from adversity, from pain, from discomfort. But I kind of look at it from a different perspective. If we can adopt that idea that the obstacle is the path, it's not on the path, it's not in the way of the path, the obstacle is the path. If we can take that mindset, then we can recognize that which we thought was adversity might very well be the key to taking us to heights that we've not yet imagined.
Jeff Shore, he is the author of Be Bold and Win the Sale. And Jeff, one of the things I wanted to explore with you, you don't talk about boldness in terms of business or just sales, but you also talk about it as a lifestyle and a life choice. And I know that you're an outspoken Christian. You talk about your faith in the book itself. And I'm curious, how does boldness relate to your life and how does Christianity impact your career in sales?
Yeah, you know, it's thanks for asking. It's the most interesting part of from my perspective, simply because I'm not I'd like to think I've become something of an expert on the topic, but I also recognize that I'm a pilgrim on this journey, and I suspect I always will be. And a lot of people have, you know, bucket lists for things they'd like to do at some point in their life. I don't. I have a discomfort list. And I've been chipping away at all of those things that I've always looked at it and said, I should do that, I want to do that, but my discomfort has held me back. And it's been just so much fun and so liberating to really feel like, you know, here I am at age 52, really living the life that I want to live on all sides and trying to figure out how do I relate boldness and the principles actually in the book to be able to attack those issues and to live a bigger life. And sometimes that means, okay, here are conflicts that need to be resolved that have not been resolved, to take care of some difficult conversations along the way. Mm-hmm. But it also speaks to the idea of doing things that I've always wanted to do. So I'm taking jazz piano lessons because I've always loved jazz piano. I always wanted to play, but you know, I didn't have time. Bottom line is I wasn't comfortable. I'm doing things that I've always wanted to do, but there was always that discomfort barrier out there. So, you know, I just want to encourage people to look at it and be honest with yourself. Where in your own life are you held back from the things that you really feel you should do and that you really want to do, but your desire for comfort sort of gets in the way? And there's no question about it, as you brought it up. I use an example of the book. When we talk about that very word boldness, it can trip people up because a lot of people think, you know, bold is, you know, slick and manipulative and, you know, the white shoes, plaid jacket, medallion. That's not it at all. There's a humble boldness that comes into play. And in my opinion, the greatest possible evidence of that is in the life of Jesus Christ. He's the boldest person that ever lived, also the most humble person that ever lived, considering what he gave up. I'm going to suggest to you that is the model. It's the model I follow, and it's a model worth following.
Very good. That's Jeff Shore. You can find his book at jeffshore.com. We'll talk more about it as we go along, but you want to add this one to the list. And great to have him on board. Follow him at Twitter, at Jeff Shore. Find his website at jeffshore.com. His great, great book that I highly recommend to you, Be Bold and Win the Sale. Get out of your comfort zone and boost your performance. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kelly Riggs. I'll see you next week in the Business Locker Room.